Blog Talk Radio.
OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and today on the line we have an extraordinary woman of God with us today, Miss Sherry Self. She's a speaker, playwright, and business owner. Also, she is the founder of Amazing Butterfly, Amazing Me Girls Foundation, and she is here with us today. We are so excited to have Miss Steph with us. And how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm fabulous, Verna V. How are you?
I'm doing great. And it's such a pleasure to have you on our show.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm so excited.
So yes. If you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself and what you got going on and with our listening audience, we're ready to hear you.
Okay. Well, of course, you know, I'm Sherry Self. I am the mother of three. I have two college-age daughters. They both are at Pine Bluff University. And I have a senior in high school, my son. And my husband and I have been married for 19 years. Super excited about that. He teased me the other night because I absolutely forgotten how we had been married. And he said, oh, because I never knew a woman to forget. But, you know, I did forget for a minute, but I digressed and I came back but, you know, he's not going to let me that moment. But I am super excited about the will of God. I'm super excited about the perfect will of God and what he's doing in this season, Verna V. I tell you, I'm just, oh, my God, I'm just so in awe of what God is doing right now. The ministry has just really taken off, and I'm like, wow, when God opened doors and when he said yes, man really can't say no. So I'm so excited about that.
That is really great. It is so awesome once God opened those doors for us. And I would tell anybody, what the Bible said, be ye also ready. You don't have time
what?
To be trying to figure it out, fumbling, trying to get things together. You got to have everything together when God opens those doors for you and be ready to walk therein.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right. That's right. We have to be ready. Like, we have to have already be in position of God. He always positions us for things. And so when it happens, it's easier for you to, you know, to walk through those doors when you, you know, one, we haven't made up mind to serve God and not man. You know, and that's right there is a life lesson. It's a testimony when you are actually delivered from pleasing people and really going and pleasing God. It's a liberation right there. And when that happens, I really believe that's how the doors begin to open for us.
Absolutely. You said one thing, when we stop being a people pleaser. That's kind of hard to say. It's like a tongue twister. When we stop being a people pleaser and not be so concerned about what man is saying, but what God is saying and what God is doing in your life and how he began to lead you. And I often say, you know, we know we don't wrestle against flesh and blood in this world. It's always spiritual. I talk about boys. Mm-hmm. To never think of anything as man. Think of it as always being spiritual. always being spiritual, because we don't give the enemy no glory, but we do understand that he's always on his job.
Exactly.
Always on his job. So therefore, we have to be on our job as well, and that means reading and studying the Word of God and being mm-hmm. ready and thinking that everything is spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yes, that's right.
So, Ms. Seth, tell us a little bit about the playwriter in you.
Oh, it's something that I have always, I would never forget as a little girl. It was Vacation Bible School, and I had won a dollar. We had to write a story. I remember writing this story. This is about the earliest I can ever remember writing something that somebody else really enjoyed. And I don't remember what the story was about, but I do remember it was Vacation Bible School, and we had to write a story about something. And I won. I remember winning years ago as a little girl at Vacation Bible School. I thought about that last week. Well, God has given me the ability to just really write the scripture and put it in on paper. Mm-hmm. Put it on paper and just really make the word of his word visible to people, to really give people a sense of entitlement that they can actually. I love reading because we can imagine we're there in the books. I have always had a love for reading. I always can able to put myself inside of a book. That's why I really don't, I like nonfiction. Believe it or not, I like real deal stuff. So maybe, and so the Word of God is so real, and I'm able to just kind of like put that tangible so people can actually see God as a shepherd, you know, and it's just so much fun. And I just believe that, you know, what we are good at, that's our purpose in life. That's what we're supposed to be doing to please God, to make other people happy, and to uplift other people. And so God has given me that ability to do that. And I was doing it for small churches, women groups. You know, somebody would call me and say, you know, I'm having a women's conference, this and that. I never will forget one time I was sitting in front of this pastor and her husband, and as they're talking about the vision, I'm actually writing. I'm looking at them, but I'm writing the script already out. So by the time we were finished, I said, okay, so what about this? They were literally in tears because they could not believe what I was doing as we were talking. I'm writing, and then I was giving them what they were talking about. I was able to recite to them and vision what they were saying. Their vision actually was on paper, and that was just, they were just floored with it. They just not believe that I had just done it. Neither have I, but it was the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So have you written a play and maybe have it already with a cast involved?
We're gearing up for something that's been in my belly for years, and it dealt with the alabaster box, and it dealt with the sinful woman, and it deals with what keeps us from Christ. So I have done some things, maybe like 2 or 3 people, but I'm super excited. I got 10 people in this. So we're super excited about them. Actually, it's 8 adults and 2 kids. So I'm excited. I'm like, oh, my God, a real live crew. And, so we begin to rehearse, actually meeting this Saturday for the first time, actually meeting and greeting the different people we've written something about on the lines of that. Yes.
That's fantastic.
I've done something for the youth, girls, which, of course, you know is my passion, entitled The Gift. And we were talking about our virtues and this is so dear to me because would love to say I was a virgin when I met my husband. Would love to say that. But, of course, I wasn't. And I remember one time thinking, because I have such a wonderful husband, a nice husband, very quiet demeanor. He balanced me. He keeps me grounded. And not only that, he keeps me accountable to live what I talk about and what I preach about. But I remember one time I was just thinking, oh, God, he deserved to have that gift that God gave to man for women. And so I remember talking about that was a gift from God. And so I remember just writing, getting up and just writing. And I remember just thinking about how people don't value the gift and how some people take it for granted and how some guys just go around collecting gifts, you know. And so I wrote something centered around that, and it was for the youth, and it was the young lady and her boyfriend, they breaks up. And just like, you know how we dating in high school, and you may have his jacket and you may have his scarf and all these little things, and you may have a CD of his. So when you break up, what you want? You want your stuff back. You want your stuff back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she decided she want her gift back that she gave him, which is her virginity. Of course, she couldn't get it back. She couldn't get it back.
Of course.
And she wanted it back because, you know, that's valuable to her, because her parents told her, the preacher told her, the Sunday school warned her how valuable that was, but she gave it away. But so now she wanted it back, and she realized she can't get it back. And not only that, Burnaby, but she reaches into his jacket to grab her gift, and guess what? About
what?
20 other gifts fall out his jacket.
Wow.
So
that is
not only
story.
Yes. So not only does he have your gift, but he has 20, 19 other girls' gift as well. And so the storyline kind of like told the story of how valuable we are and how valuable that is and how God designed it for one man, your husband. And so we know that once we break our virginity, we can't get it back in essence, but we can, and the Holy Spirit can make us whole again and can heal us again. And that, and so that was something that I wrote for the youth, and that they loved it. And it was so, to see young girls crying, to see them crying.
Amazing.
Oh, yes. And to love them where they are and to encourage them that God can keep them. And that when God blessed them with their husbands, that, you know, you still can still have that special, something special, because God is like that. You know, he's like that. And so that was something to see young girls cry about. And it was like, you know, that was really something. Yes.
That sounds so amazing. So amazing. Mm-hmm. So tell us, as I mentioned the word amazing, tell us about the Amazing Butterfly, Amazing Me Girls Foundation, where you are the founder.
Wow, that's almost like second to being a mother of three wonderful kids. Oh, my God, that's like one of the best things that ever God has ever birthed out of me, where I remember being a little girl, and, you know, nobody was there. Either were they there or I don't remember them being there, or I just didn't take the advice. But I don't remember people really reaching back for me and reaching, because, as I just told you, I wasn't a virgin when I met my husband. In fact, I was very promiscuous right up until I met my husband. I was very looking for love in all the wrong ways. My dad left me. Oh, my God. I mean, the story goes on and on and on. He rejected me, and and I was trying to find love in all the wrong, you know, when God had given me the Amazing Butterflies, Amazing Me, I actually didn't want it. I told God, please put me in another area. Please put me in another area. I didn't want to fool. At that time, I had my girls. They were teenagers, young teenagers, getting on my nerves, working my nerves, being teenage girls, you know? And so I just remember, like, Lord, please, I'd do anything. This is a conversation I had with God. God, I'd do anything. Please just don't make me work with the youth. And he said to me, if everybody thought that, nobody want to work with the youth, nobody want to work with young girls, yes, they have an attitude, but if everybody continue to think that, there's going to be a whole generation of girls that don't know me, for real that don't know me. I ain't talking about going to church and da-da-da. I'm talking about, like, for real that don't know me. There's going to be a whole, and then we're going to be in trouble. And I feared the Lord so much. I remember I was in my bedroom, and then I really said yes to God's will. And I said, you know, I remember saying yes to his will because, one, I didn't want to be in trouble. And, two, I knew it was something that I had to do. I knew I just felt like it was something I had to do, but I didn't want to do it because I knew it was hard. I didn't want to do it because I didn't know it was hard. I didn't know how to do it. You know, I got two teenage girls. Lord, they're crying out. I need some help. And that's how I actually started with my daughters and some of their friends. I just started there with them, and it just grew. And what we were doing was, okay, now you invite all your friends at school, you know, because I didn't want to do the church thing. I just didn't feel like God had called me to the church thing. I want to reach the girls that don't normally go to church. And so I really want to get in the mainstream. So I was telling my daughters to go to school and get some of their friends. So by the time they finished high school, I said, oh, my God, where am I going? And at that time, the name of it was Daughters as Cornerstone Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember speaking to, actually, where I did this, my girls' event where I did the gift, Lisa McClendon was there. You might know her, international recording artist, Lisa McClendon. She was there, and she said, you know, if you want to go, at this time now, my girls are getting too big. They didn't want to be hanging out with mama, and, you know, they didn't want to do all this stuff that I was doing. And so they was coming, but they wanted to be helpers now. But we had nobody help because we needed some girls. And I remember talking to her. She said, now, if you want to really go mainstream, you really want to get into the school system, you want to really want to do this, then you have to change your name. I said, okay. I really like the Daughters as Cornerstone because I said that, you know, women, as women, we unite. We, as women and as girls, we unite our families as the cornerstone of a united building. So without the cornerstone, a building can't stand. And without women and families, strong women and families, then families can't stand. So that's why I was born with that, with Daughters as Cornerstone. And so I just began to see God, and I just remember just praying and fasting and asking God to direct my path. And so he came up with Amazing Butterflies, Amazing Me, which we just call ABAM. And so my husband and I, for a whole summer, we talked about it, getting ready to go to school. When I wanted to have everything in place when school started, I went to the school, and I told him I had this program that I wanted to implement. I wasn't charging anything, just something that I wanted to give back to the community, so it's something that I want to sow into the school. Glory be to God, the principal was saved. She said, oh, my God, Ms. Self, this is something we need, da-da-da. And she wanted me to start that in May. I said, no, ma'am, because I hadn't got anything together. So my husband and I was just talking, and so he said, the summer you have to take off. That means I couldn't go and preach anywhere. I had to stay and really put everything into a curriculum. I couldn't afford to buy a curriculum, Vernon B. So I had to come up with my own curriculum. I had to come up with my own things for the girls because I just could not afford a curriculum. It's so expensive, a girl's curriculum. And so we worked the whole summer. I mean, I was getting invites at the time. I was getting invites to kind of preach, invites to the women's conference. But I could not because it was a baby that I was carrying inside of me. And my husband and I, I didn't want to jeopardize. I didn't want to jeopardize the door that God had opened for me. So I was telling him I couldn't do it at this time, you know, maybe back in the fall once school gets started. I just could not do it. And so once we got into the school, I literally was, like, blown away for the girls to receive me. Oh, my God, it was something awesome. So I would meet with them twice a week after school. And it was just, they taught me so much. They taught me as being a butterfly. You know, we went through the four stages of a butterfly. And in that metaphor is where they was in. They was in the stage of right coming a butterfly, coming out of Cancun and to becoming a butterfly. And in that stage, that's where the real struggle, that's where the real ministry is because they don't know. You know, they're struggling trying to find themselves. They're struggling trying to know how to act. They're struggling, you know, middle school is just, it's a hard, I don't remember middle school, and it was hard for me, you know,
I want to be with the bad girls, and then sometimes I want to be a good girl. You know, I'm just trying to find my place. And I struggle in the middle school, and so they're still struggling in middle school. And so God be the glory. He allowed me to come in and work with these young ladies. I'm so excited. I work with a group of sixth graders who are now high school girls, and oh my God, high school juniors. And when they see me, it's like, oh, Miss Steph, hey, Miss Steph, we were going to have another shut in. Hey, Miss Steph, I was glad for doing Bible study, and they didn't even know it. We had so much fun. We had so much fun. Oh my God, they didn't know it. Oh my goodness, we had shut in. We did affirmation. I taught them how to affirm each other, how to talk good about each other. Think before they speak. Is it going to help somebody at times? And that's why I love it. And so I do monthly event as well. So I'm super excited. Actually, next month I'm going to a boarding school. I think I have like 10 eighth graders. Oh. Yes. And so I'm really excited about that. And we're going to be talking about Beauty Within. Beauty Within.
That's
so
amazing.
Yes, and so we're really excited about that. My daughters are second and third year in college, and I remember I started when they was in middle school, going to high school, so around the butterflies. Oh, my God, it's wonderful.
Well, I can tell that you are so excited about what you're doing, and I can absolutely tell that that's your passion, that is really your passion.
Thank you.
What is so wonderful to have a passion, and then we enjoy doing it. Because to have a passion and not be able to do it is definitely not your passion at all.
Exactly.
But I hear the excitement in your voice. So, Ms. Steph, we have a few minutes, just a few minutes. If you could tell our listening audience how they may be able to connect with you at this time.
All right. I'm on Instagram at ShareYourself10. Facebook, of course, ShareYourself. Of course, my website is ShareYourself101 at yahoo.com. And they can always begin to reach me in those entities. Yes.
Thank you so much. Well, Ms. ShareYourself, it has definitely been our pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. And what an awesome testimony, because today is our Testimony Tuesday.
It was a pleasure
hearing your testimony and everything that you do within your community. And we applaud you for
being so
obedient to the Word of God, because many times God can give us a vision or give us an assignment, and we will not take heed to it, or we'll just say, well, Lord, surely you're not talking to me, and keep moving.
Exactly.
But to actually take the time to be obedient to the Word of God is such a blessing, and we thank you for doing that and being so such a leader for our girls and for the girls in your community. And again,
thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I hope it's not the last time we come back and we.
No. We will definitely have you come back. Come back and share more with us, especially after you come back from being at the boarding school. I really want to hear about that. So we will definitely have you back on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and I can't wait to be able to be in your presence again. Thank you so very much.
I know, right? Yes. Thank you so much, Vernon B. Thank you.
No,
oh,
thank
my God.
You.
Thank you. And thank your staff.
Thank you, my God.
I just love your staff. Thank you so much. They're so nice. Thank you.
Oh, I will pass that along to Mr. Odom. I will definitely pass that along to him.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I wish we had more time, because I definitely enjoy talking with you and hearing everything that you're doing in your community and being such a viable vessel in the community, and that's so important. I don't have any daughters, but I can only imagine what it would be like. I have two boys, so I don't have all of that. I don't have all that chaos. Praise God, I don't have all that chaos going.
I know.
But, yes. So to be able to be a mentor of girls has got to be the most tremendous thing in the world. You know, I can only imagine what that's like. So maybe, and again, we thank you for being that person and that mentor and that leader for them in your community.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
And thank you so very much for being on the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And we're leaving you with this. Bye-bye. Thanks again. And leaving you with this coming from James, the first chapter in James, the second through the fourth verse. And it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Once again, this is OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and leaving you with this, our closing song, Release the Sound by Mr. John Murray.
We sanctify.
Exalted.